Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, this is on, definitely. Cool. Thank you all for coming to hear me and Howie Lee talk. As mentioned, we both have performed at the festival today, this week. Harry performing last night, and myself performing at the Algo Rave two nights ago. And yeah, I guess we're just here to talk a bit about our work, and especially in reference to copying.
Of course.
Yeah, so we've already had quite a long discussion.
Yeah, we had some good conversation beforehand, so
yeah,
we're probably like just trying to repeat it.
Yeah. So I think, I can't remember how we started last time, but I know we were just really trying to get a sense of like, where are we like finding inspiration and how we make our work? So, yeah, I know from my work, it's all about remixing and sampling. And would you say that's a lot about with your work here?
I wouldn't say it is the most essential thing for me, but it's a nature thing that I see stuff and I think that's what the technology brings us to.
Mm.
So you remix and everything is a, to me, it's a remix in a way.
Okay, and like, but where do you find your inspiration? Like, is it from any particular? So do you go to a particular website? Do you listen to music? And or is it? Yeah, where do you find the things that you're looking for?
The word. I think the word is the only thing. And to me, I play this show with my visual guy Tim, but he does this computer and game engine thing live with me, playing as a you know visual controller. But in a way, I don't see him as a visual controller. I see him as a musician, and the way he presents is visual. But what we're trying to do is, I think, we are musicians.
Yeah. And in fact, I do remember us talking about, so with the performance last night, and indeed in your music video, I was asking about, there's like a clip of a man, an Indian man, talking into the camera, and you have like taken that image and then also remodeled it in 3D, and he's quite a central character within the video work. Mm. And like, did you get permission to use that image? Does the person know? Because you know now he's on YouTube and everything.
I think that'd be good if we can really contact him. But like, I think Tim found this video on YouTube and just some guys just like talking random stuff and he ripped it and he put into the 3D work. I think that's. But that YouTube video has no views, maybe like 3 views. So
actually, I watched it last night, and it has about nearly 200-300.
Oh,
so,
wow!
Maybe it's all him.
The world is changing. Oh, wow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and you know that is quite a central part, or at least his image is used quite a lot. The 3D model is replicated loads and loads and loads of times. And
but do you think the 3D modeled digital him is anything to do with him?
I don't think watching that and seeing how you've used a model, it's not like you're trying to, I guess, mimic who he is or like what he's doing in the video, in his the original video, but definitely like it's significant enough for you to be using it. But even in the video as well, you copy him many, many, many times, and I think that to me speaks to like how technology, especially digital technology, allows us to make lots and lots of copies of things.
Yeah, of course.
Pretty much immediately, right?
Yeah, pretty much free.
So, you're using this image without permission, I guess. And do you think we should be asking for permission to be?
I did a lot of things without permission. I think that's the way to break the law, and if. If the law gonna find me and put me into jail, I have to face it. And a lot of people stealing my stuff too, and corporation and NBA play my music in their show. They didn't pay me, but I don't get angry because they are too powerful and I don't know how to deal with it.
So, is this something that you encounter quite a lot? People using do you find it's mostly brands and corporations using your stuff, or is it like artists like me and you?
Artists using my music too, and a lot of people just, you know, on Instagram, they use my music to make their videos and corporation. A lot of Chinese corporation using my stuff, you know, big brands using my stuff without permission. I mean, sometimes I used to have, you know, kind of have problem with it. I got angry and stuff, but I don't have a lawyer. I don't, you know, I think in a way, if I do know the weapon of, you know, how to use the law to protect myself, then I definitely do. But I think music is my weapon. So I'm just, if I have a chance to, you know, trying to fuck these people in my show, but they won't see it. They won't even see it. They don't care. Mm-hmm. So I think I really don't have the weapon to really fight with a bigger corporation. So I just, you know, give up.
Oh, it's a shame though, because clearly, you know, the brands and the corporations using your work without permission, they do see a value in it, just like how you saw value, if not significant, but enough value to use that image of the Indian man in the video. They see value in using your work, but maybe the difference is, like, they've got the power, or they've got a lot of money, they can reach far more people and influence than, I guess, like, yeah, me and you, individual artists.
But in a way, I, in my opinion, I don't really think my work has any value. I don't think any of the work has any value. And the word is a word. Mm-hmm. And it already has everything and contains everything that I think, in a way, we being as human is pointless, in a way. I'm very sad about it, but I, you know, what I'm doing is just, you know, because I'm pointless, then I have to do it.
Well, no, it has, okay, and as well, you have your opinion because you're the artist, you made the work, but it does have some value, well, enough value for, you know, the building to invite us to Berlin for a week.
So maybe.
I hope it does. I hope you still like us after this gallery. So, but yeah, of course. So, you know, they're using the work, and but shouldn't you be, you know, compensated for it, or are you okay with them just using it?
That's like what I said. If they use it, I mean, if I really can, I'm trying to get a lawyer. Actually, I have a friend who really want to help me about it, but he hasn't done anything yet, so I have to convince him to do more. but you know, if they, I mean, some corporations, they just gave me money, then they use my music as their advertisement and stuff, and they just pay, and I think that's great. I also think I should take the money, and also my principle is, as an artist, if any corporation want to use my stuff and they just gave me the money, and I shouldn't do anything.
Yeah, I guess then that's how this relationship is different from them asking you to make something for them. So, like, if they're just using your music as it is, at least, yeah, you're not working directly for them. But if say, Nike, they come and email you today and say, hey, could you make us some music? Would you do it?
I have a lot of music. I just show some music to them. And it's not necessarily I make something for them, because I don't think I'm a labor. I don't really think I do stuff for other people. And I will probably present some stuff to them and be like, okay, this is it. You want it? Give me your money. Take it and go.
So in that sense, then, really, like, you don't want to work for them. You don't want this to become a job.
I don't think I have a job. I don't think I do anything for the society. I'm just very, you know, pointless.
You entertain us.
I do think people. I appreciate. Yeah. I appreciate people like my stuff, but in a way, I think it's just, it's just my practice. I'm just exercising, and it's just like everyone doing exercise in the gym. You know, and you do it, but some people maybe say, oh, this guy is doing the exercise in the gym, and they find it very entertaining, and I feel great for them. Yeah.
See, that assumes that I actually go to the gym, which I don't, but no, I get the sense from even, I've read about you a little bit, and of course speaking to you now, that this sort of corporate world, you're not, if not against it, but you don't really want to enter into it. Like, you don't want it to become a job, because jobs, you have employers and contracts. And even with this copyright thing, like, you have a very relaxed attitude to copyright. And is that because you just don't want to deal, you don't want to enter into this because it's complicated, really?
Yeah, it's complicated. And also, I don't really have time to sharpen my weapon for it. You know, and my, that's like what I said, my only weapon probably is music. So I can only do it with my weapon.
Yeah. So of course, when you're saying your music is a weapon, even if how would you use it to fight against, or are you trying to fight against this corporate attitude? How would your music, how do you feel your music's doing that? And your art, of course.
I don't even know. I just being. I'm probably joking about them.
Mm.
I just, you know, and there's some value. I mean, in a way, it's. I don't know. It's just exercises, you know. and what I'm fighting. And also, that's the thing that the people. I have argument with people too. Mm. They were like, what you're fighting for. Because I'm always talking about weapon and fighting to people. And in China, I'm trying to fight this and that. I'm trying to fight, you know, like, and I think people don't understand what music is and what, you know, I'm trying to fight with, you know, this pop music, this trendy stuff. And I think I have to do it because that's, otherwise it's really becoming pointless. Then, you know, if I don't try to fight something, then I really becoming pointless. Then I just have to find the enemy. Then it's really not the enemy, because all the enemy I find is just too powerful to me. Mm-hmm. Then, but it's only an excuse for me to train myself and doing more exercise. Mm-hmm. It's like you know, you are lazy, you don't want to go to the gym, then you're getting more lazy, then you don't really do anything. I think that's, I just don't want to be too lazy. But also, if someone steal my music, I get scared because I don't have the lawyer.
In a way, then, it seems like just by rejecting this corporate lifestyle or way of working, and even rejecting copyright, that's kind of fighting against it, because we're told that, you know, to be successful, you need contracts, lawyers, yeah, to protect your work, you need to enter into copyright. And by having the success that you're having without doing that, in that way, maybe this is your weapon, is to not fight it in this way, in their way.
Yeah, I think in a way, if you tell me that I have a value, that's my value, is I don't really think anything should belong to anything, especially all this thing in digital territory. And I think it's a really funny thing that people think they can create music. Hmm. Music is its own thing, and I don't think any of human can really create stuff. They can only find the moment that they think they understand it in just this one moment. And that's it. I think it's very weird in this world, that's, you know, and all this pop music and whatever, you know, they make huge money from doing something just very basic. You know, the musicality in there, it's probably nothing, but it's all the corporation and all the extra stuff. I've been in the music industry for a while, and I really hate what I really cannot stand. Is, you know, is promoting music. I don't understand why we are promoting music. Why, if something is already there, we have to be like, okay, please listen to this and listen to this. I don't understand this. So, mm-hmm. So I just trying to get away and trying to escape from it.
I think me and you definitely share some common approaches to the idea of, well, using and reusing and remixing work. So I've got a video of work just outside the door there you might have seen as you walked in. And in that video work, like, there's lots, it's a video collage, and you can see there's like a Mickey Mouse hand. Mm-hmm. There's like other memes that have been involved in court cases, like, yep, Left, yep, Shark. Yep. And I think the idea that I'm trying to get through in that work is that, you know, these are people who are trying to claim ownership over ideas. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, to me, it's kind of like post-war, these copyright ideas really solidified, and you have suddenly these big companies gathering like lots of intellectual property and ideas, and then just saying they're ours. Even though, for example, Disney, a lot of their stories are based off Brothers Grimm stories from history, from time gone, and it's and I'm trying to say, you know, you took those from somewhere else. You took those stories from somewhere else, and yet you're denying us from carrying on those stories. And yeah, the idea that everything is a remix, I think is something that, certainly I think me and you shared that idea that everything's a remix, but of course copyright doesn't say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
It's like copyright saying, well, if you do it first, then it's yours, even though it's a common idea.
But who to decide who is doing the first? Because I think in a way, I think they're good, they're great, because they do have the weapon to use to against people like us. Mm. So that means we are weak. If we are weak, we need to make ourselves stronger to sharpen our weapon.
Mm. And of course, yeah, if we're working within this system, then you know we have to get lawyers, and then
of
it's
course.
Just perpetuating this.
Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of artists I meet, they're complaining about it once in a time, and then they were like, oh, the people stealing our stuff and shit, and once the corporation really pays them, they'll be like, oh, okay, they surrender very soon.
Mm.
But maybe I will surrender very soon too.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I remember we talked about, like, just, you say you might surrender. I think there's a power imbalance. Mm-hmm. You know, like, right now, I think we're both doing good, and we've got a level of success, but, yeah, we're maybe not earning millions.
But that's also because that's not the value I see. I don't see it as, you know, you make million, then you are a great artist. I don't see it at all. I think if you don't do anything and you use your corporation or use the machine or technology to boost your bullshit, then I don't care.
Mm. So maybe as well, like, so we're here now. We've enjoyed a level of success without getting into the copyright world or like really using their weapons. But what about, you know, you say you borrow from other artists, or like you borrow from culture, right? You remix culture. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about remixing artists at our level as well? Do you think that's a thing? Because of course, you know, mm-hmm. we can take from the corporations more so because they've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
But what about someone so at our level? How do you think someone who's at the beginning of their career.
That's more comfortable to do, you know, and people understand each other, and it's more like a community thing that is not really based on the money system. It doesn't mean money is a bad thing, but it's just, you know, it's just so oversaturated.
Mm.
I think, you know, when I meet people in my level who understand my language, and of course, I don't do it for money, and, you know, music is not, it's every day I'm doing, then I just, you know, to do a remix or do a sort of so-called original song, to me, have no difference.
Mm. So, would there ever be any situation where, like, a corporation or an artist has just gone too far? Like, you say it's okay for them to use their music in your advert, but if they did something, what would be the worst thing that someone could do, and to violate your creativity or your copyright, even or that? Is there anything that's just too far?
Maybe they put me in the jail.
Okay, yeah, putting me in jail.
Then I have to stand there. Maybe I stay in there for 10 years, you know?
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen, really. I remember in the tech industry, technology. There's sometimes this phrase "security for obscurity," mm-hmm. i.e., yeah, because we're not earning millions, no one's watching us.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's hopefully.
Maybe we're not, you know. Yeah, of course, because to them, to corporation, I know, like, because people in our level appreciate our stuff, so they think, okay, this artist is great. But to them, I'm nothing. You know, they don't care, and they have. They think the world has millions of these people. They can just take it and go.
Yeah, yeah. So, what else can we? I'm trying to remember what else we said. Talked about really. We talked about quite a lot with because I know we talked about the technological aspects and just really still working with. Working in this industrial way, so would you say that, for example, do we need to abolish copyright, basically? Do we need to abolish it, get rid of it?
I don't know.
Okay, it's weird that you say you don't know, because I know, like, so far you've been very opposed to it. Do you think it's helpful for some people? Like,
I think it's how it works, you know? If we really have this united movement to get rid of it, then we already should have started doing it. But in a way, I didn't really say that much. So I feel lonely, but I think the loneliness is, you know, is the only way I can find.
And when you say lonely, like the only person with this viewpoint, or?
Not the only person, but, you know, like the people surround me, probably, you know, I'm just a very few people who think in the way. But we kind of have this community, but this community is too weak. In a way, but you said there is imbalance between us and them, but in a way I do think there is no imbalance, because this is what it is. Then if you really want to do it, try do it, then all I can do, just for me, all I can do is just doing more music.
Yeah.
I'm welcome. I'm always happy for people to copy my stuff, and if my stuff is something that easy to be copied, that means I'm weak, that I need to go somewhere else and you know, do something better that people cannot copy.
Yeah, so everyone has free license to copy all of his music. We should do remixes now. We should do remixes.
Please copy my stuff and so I can go somewhere else.
So, I know that we're. Oh, I dropped my watch. It's over there somewhere. It doesn't matter.
Watch is on the
floor. It's on the floor. It's okay. It's gone now. But I know that one of the things that we talked about as well is. I've had in the visual art world, I've seen a lot of, especially recently, people kind of being really annoyed that another artist is copying their music style, or sorry, their visual art style. Yeah. And, you know, these are people who are making art using programming or tools, really. Yeah. And the tools don't really make the artwork, and it's the artist. And even there's been lots of copyright cases as well. You might remember, or you might have seen the Robin Thicke Blurred Lines, Marvin Gaye, and is that okay? Did he just copy the music, or did he copy the style of music? And is it, like, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, you know, with your style of music, even if you think you have a style, do you think that, like, you can try and own a way of working, own a style of music? Like, do you think you've created a style of music which is your own and that you can claim ownership over?
If I do have a corporation, I do have a good lawyer, I can claim that, but I don't have. But also, I think what is style? I think style itself is just a selling point in a way. And I think style, once any of the style is established, it's dead. And that's why it's copied, because it's a dead body there and everyone can go watch it and copy the dead body. Then yeah. I love to being alive.
So, yeah, because I remember, you know, I was talking about it in terms of, like, bands that just play the same songs. Like, they haven't made an album in 20 years, but they're just playing the same song all the time.
But all these people I know, they have a huge struggle inside. They always be like, oh, I don't want to do this. Then they're still doing it. Mm-hmm. Then you know, and this struggle is actually the same to the people who struggling about other people stealing music. It's all very depressing in a way, I think. Even they make a lot of money, but they're not happy probably.
So if you want to be, like, you know, making money off this property that you, or the creative property, the intellectual property, then just perform the same thing, do the same style. But because I've listened to a few of your albums, and it seems like, you know, it's evolved. It seems like everyone is like quite different from a different one, and in that sense, it's harder to copy you, really. So do you think we just have to really be moving targets? We always have to be changing who we are and admit that, like, we can be copied, really. We can be copied.
I think it's just me. I think no one should, you know, I think people do have different perspective on this topic. So it just really depends on who you are. Some people, they choose to be that. And I also think the numbness of people is actually the ultimate goal. If I can go fully numb and I don't really care about anything, that's the best.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, and I guess that is a thing. Unfortunately, we're gonna have to on that very cheery note.
I want to be the zombie, very, you know. Just, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you want to be a zombie, fed the things which make you happy, just kind of like easily and simply, you know. But yeah, you want to create and be different each time, and that's a good thing, really. I think we now have to wrap it up because I know we've only had a chance to have a very short talk, unfortunately, but we're here for the rest of the day, so if people want to grab us as we're walking around, please do. We're zombies, but otherwise, yeah, we're zombies just wandering the halls.
Okay. Who's going to collect us?
But otherwise, yeah, it's been really great talking to you, and congratulations on your performance last night.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the rest of your tour.
Of course. Thank you.
And thanks all for listening.